Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Open for Business, the Lowcountry's source for tips and advice to make small businesses big winners. I'm your host, Laurie Ross. Today, I have the privilege of speaking with Drew McKenzie, owner and operator with CrossFit Performance. Drew, thank you so much for joining us today.
Awesome to be here.
Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you being here and talking with us about CrossFit, why and how it works in weight loss. You will be speaking on April 28th as the second guest lecturer for the NMARC Encourage Health Educational Series. I know you'll be giving this speech on CrossFit and how it works, and this is a free lecture. That will be April 28th from 11:30 to 1 at Savannah Morning News. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I'm actually from Savannah. I was born and raised here. I went to Georgia Southern University, got my master's degree in kinesiology from there. I graduated in 2005. I then moved out west and traveled with a baseball team for a year. Came back, started working at Chandler Hospital at the Wellness Center there, met my wife, and then she's the one that introduced me to CrossFit about 2006, and the very next year we opened our business. So we've been opened, CrossFit Performance opened in 2007, and I've been doing that ever since.
Okay, well, good. Well, tell me a little bit about CrossFit. I'm very much into fitness, and I'm not familiar with it. So tell me, what is the difference between CrossFit and other fitness exercise programs?
Well, that's just it. You said it in the question, other exercise programs. So usually, and this is how I operated for the majority of my life. So I didn't start CrossFit until my mid-20s. I'm in my mid-30s now, so I've been in it for a little while. But our typical routine, so my typical routine when I was growing up was Monday was chest and triceps. Right? So you'd do we call it an international chest day. So you'd go in and do some bench press, probably some tricep pull-downs, maybe some stretching, a little bit of cardio if you wanted to, and then you were gone. Tuesday, you did shoulders and arms. All right, so you do a shoulder routine, arm routine, maybe a little bit of cardio, then you're done. Wednesday was leg day, and usually that's the least attended day in the entire gym. Nobody came on leg day. Nobody wanted to do that. They figured they were walking so much. They were bipedal animals, so they didn't have to do legs. And then Thursday was back to chest day. Does that sound kind of familiar?
Absolutely.
Okay. What we do is we break the routine cycle. So our big tenets are the movements we do have constant variance. So we always like to include exercises that you don't normally do on your quote-unquote regular days. So we always use our legs. Leg day is every day for us. At some facet, we're using our hips because the human body uses their hips every single day regardless. We don't segment our training. That's the big point driving across here is we don't break movements into body parts. We don't just do a biceps day. We do movement patterns. So instead of doing your standard bicep curl, so take a dumbbell and just curl it up to your shoulder, we'll do a movement. So the bicep curl is classified as a single joint movement. You don't really get a lot of bang for your buck as far as that goes in exercise. So we do a pull-up or a lat pull-down. So a bigger, involves more than one joint. So it involves your shoulder and your elbow moving. So we do exercise in a little bit more efficient manner. So constant variance is the first part of that. The next part of that is, go ahead.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I don't know if there's some wind or something in your background.
Yeah. Let me fix that for you. How is that? Is that better?
Oh, that's much better. Sorry. It was just a little noise
it's okay.
Back there.
That's fine.
Anyway, sorry about that. Okay, so I know you're going to be speaking about CrossFit, why and how it works, and weight loss. Is this something that, is this to build muscle weight? Is this to lose weight? What would someone's goal be in CrossFit?
Well, it really depends. CrossFit is considered a general physical preparedness program. So what we do is we get your base level of fitness higher than it's ever been. Okay, so we get people faster, stronger, healthier, leaner, more muscle mass if they want it. We get them to drop weight if they want it. And then from there, you can excel in anything outside of training. So we have a lot of folks that run in Savannah. Running's a big sport here in Savannah. Lots of marathons, it's beautiful weather all the time, and running's fantastic, but what we found over time is runners, if they don't do some sort of strength training and some sort of training outside of just running for miles and miles and miles, they end up getting burnt out and they get hurt. So we teach them how to be stronger. We teach them how to be a little bit faster. We teach them how to be more flexible. And then once we do that, we get their base level of fitness up, they turn into better runners. It's an amazing accomplishment. So same thing for everybody. If somebody wants to lose weight, okay, we're going to get you to lose weight because we're going to make you exercise like you've never exercised before. We're going to have you do things. We're going to have you work out at intensities that's not normal to you. It's not going to be very comfortable. In our gym and most CrossFit gyms, there's no TVs. There's no radios, no headphones and things like that. We want you to come in, work hard for an hour, and then you're done for the whole day.
So this whole regime would be 1 hour a day, how many days a week?
It depends. If you're very new to CrossFit, it is going to elicit a lot of muscle soreness starting out. So we usually recommend 1 to 2 times per week outside of your normal training schedule. And then as you get into it, you can kind of turn that into a regular, 4, 5, 6 days a week kind of exercise program.
Would you recommend this for beginners, or is this for someone who has been exercising or already has a routine?
I think beginners are the best place to start. We tend to, as adults, lose the capacity and lose the ability to move efficiently. And I want those beginners to come into the gym so I can reteach them how to move, how to make their body work a little better. And they're kind of like sponges at that point. They don't have any kind of preconceived notions about exercise. They're ready to just learn everything we can possibly teach them. And one of the things people get scared off of CrossFit is this, everybody says it's really intense. So intense is, to us, it's part of the program, but understand that it's relative to your fitness level. I'm not going to have somebody coming in on day one do the exact same routine that somebody's been here for 3 years do. That doesn't make any kind of practical or prudent sense whatsoever.
So the lesson here is you can teach an old dog new tricks, right?
Absolutely. I think our oldest member is 75, and they are an unbelievable athlete at this point. They came in kind of broken, just been doing the same thing for decades. And they came in and we retaught them how to move their body, and, they're enjoying life again.
And where are you located? Where is your gym?
We are on 70th Street in between Waters and Paulson. There's it's a pretty good Jamaican restaurant a couple doors down from us called Sweet Spice. They're a little plug for them. They're pretty good. If you know where Bouchelon Body Service is, we're like right behind Bouchelon Body Service.
Oh, right. Okay. I know exactly where you're talking about. So you're easy to find. Does someone need an appointment before they come in, or can they drop in? How does that work?
If you have done CrossFit before, if you have CrossFit experience, you can absolutely drop in. We just want you to give us a heads up, so give us a phone call or an email. If it is your first time, you can go to our website, which is www.crossfithighperformance.com, and there'll be a button on the top that says register for a free intro session, and you can do that or you can call us. And our phone number is 912-335-3615.
So
an intro appointment is
speaking. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, sorry.
Well, the intro appointment is important for a couple reasons. We like to meet all of our athletes and have a one, and I call all of our members athletes. So everybody comes in the gym as an athlete. You have a coach or an athlete. But I like to meet all of our members, all of our athletes one-on-one and get to know them, because part of the whole drive behind CrossFit is community. So not only are you improving, but you're watching other people improve around you. So success breeds success for us. So we want to get to know you, want to get to know your families. Like, not only do we work out at our gym, but we also do social functions together. You'll see us go to the Sand Nats games together. We have bowling nights. We just got done with a 5-week competition, and every single afternoon we got done, we had a party at the gym. It was a big family atmosphere. Bring your kids. Everybody brought a dish, potluck style. And that doesn't happen in a regular gym. I mean, there's a couple of outings here or there, but we do it more so. We treat everybody like family, and it's kind of fun. So we want to meet you. I want to come in and get to know you a little bit before we sweat with you.
That sounds fantastic and easy to do. So this MR Encourage Health presentation, it'll be from 11:30 to 1 in the auditorium of the Savannah Morning News, which is located at 1375 Chatham Parkway. And there will be a healthy lunch provided by local business sponsors. And attendance is free to the public. They do want you to RSVP. Go to Healthy Savannah website at healthysavannah.org, event sign up. I understand also Georgia Bites has been selected as the nonprofit organization to be awarded the $2,000 Encourage Health grant during the lecture. Georgia Bites is a nonprofit organization also working to promote fitness. And Georgia Bites will also be raising funds on Saturday, May 2nd at the Enmark station located on Waters Avenue from 9 to 5. I believe that's called Dollar Days. And there will be an opportunity for Georgia Bites to receive a dollar for every car wash, a dollar at their charity table, and a dollar donation will be accepted at the Enmark cash register. Now, what can the audience be expected to hear more about on April 28th?
Well, I'm really not going to pull any punches and sugarcoat things. I want to be honest with people about our epidemic that's going on now in the country, which is obesity. And I'm going to kind of piggyback off of the last lecture, which was Nathan Makiska. He's actually a friend of mine. He did a great job with childhood obesity, but I'm going to talk more about how we as adults can combat this disease, basically, that's killing our country. I'm going to explain how CrossFit works, kind of what we do, what is constant variance, what are functional movements, and what is intensity? How do you define that? Also, how do you define fitness? And once we answer those questions, we can kind of talk about how you as an individual can improve your lifestyle. If you want to lose weight, that's one of your goals, how you can do it with a couple of easy steps, just super simple stuff to do.
Well, we just have a couple minutes left, but I wanted to ask you, do you alter the way people are eating in addition to exercising?
Absolutely. You have to. You really can't perform well as a human if you're eating a lot of garbage. So that's one of the first things we'll go over, is kind of how we say to eat, and our eating way is super, super simple. It's mostly just eat real foods. Eat as real a food as you possibly can. But there's a little more to it than that, and we kind of go into some of the science behind that and kind of why it works as well.
So that'll be the first thing that you touch on, is alter your eating and then get your body ready to
absolutely
be its strongest, best that you can be.
Yeah, well, like the old adage, if you have a Ferrari, right, you don't want to put diesel fuel in a Ferrari. You want to pull it with premium, unleaded fuel. Your body is just like a Ferrari. It's a very highly structured, complicated engine, so you want to put the best fuel possible in it.
That's exactly right. And, Drew, thank you so much for talking with me today. I want to mention that the 2015 Enmark Encourage Health Education Series is sponsored by Healthy Savannah and Chatham Area Transit, Sandfly Dental, Stephen Pale, Savannah Morning News, Savannah Magazine, WJCL, Gulfstream, and Georgia Public Broadcasting. Drew, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to hearing you again on April 28th.
Thank you, Lori.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.